All right, Alexander, we've got some more news on the elections in France. It looks like the Barnier plan has fizzled out, and now they're going to what, plan C now? Plan C is where they're at in order to keep France in the European Union and keep the train wreck of the EU moving along. What's the latest from France and the elections?
Well, I'm going to sum it up this way. I mean, Macron is toast. I mean, I cannot see him coming back after this debacle. His party won something like 6.4% of the vote in the French regional elections. Now, bear in mind that that was on a 30% turnout. So the number of people in up and down France who actually came out and voted for Macron's party must be derisory. I mean, it must be in the hundreds of thousands, certainly not the millions. I mean, I can't believe that Macron realistically has any hope of holding on to the presidency after this. Now, Le Pen is down. She's not yet out. I mean, she's still got a solid 20%. She didn't do anywhere near as well as she expected and was predicted to do, but she's still got a solid base of support across France. She didn't win in any French regions. We discussed in our previous programme discussing the French elections why that was, why her attempt to water down her appeal seems to have caused many of her supporters to abstain. And that was also the case in this second round. She's got to harden up her message. If she hardens up her message, some of that 70% of French people who didn't vote might be persuaded to vote again. Now, the third thing is that the socialists have seen no revival at all. They are clearly in eclipse, and the Michel Barnier project, which I, by the way, can say definitely did exist, has now bitten the dust. So we are now looking for someone else. We found him in the form of Xavier Bertrand, who is the one of the regional chiefs who won, won re-election in these elections. He's somebody who was close to former French President Sarkozy. He's a member of the Les Républicains, the major party of the centre-right in France, the party of Jacques Chirac, and once upon a time, long ago, of General de Gaulle. It's a sort of middle-of-the-road centrist, centre-right, vaguely Christian, vaguely Catholic party. Appeals a lot to retired people, by the way. And he is the coming hope now. There's talk about him being the person who will be run in the presidential election against Macron and Le Pen. And, of course, if he's positioned in a well, he seems a much more viable candidate, realistically, than Barnier was. He's loyal to the EU, but he's not ultra-loyal to the EU. So you might be able to package him as slightly more independent of the EU than Macron and Barnier are. And he's spoken, you know, about Macron showing little sympathy for the yellow vests and about France needing to put behind it its opposition to Russia. And he's talked against French, you know, the sanctions against Russia. And he's talked all those things. So he talks the talk. But to be under no doubt about it, he is a loyal figure of the French establishment, somebody who will certainly not want to rock the EU boat.
Would he be comparable to something like a Chirac type of figure?
Yeah, I think a bit more moderate even than that, frankly. More like a Sarkozy figure, but without the panache that Sarkozy had. So that's the kind of person we're looking at. So very reassuring, very, stable, the kind of person who will keep France loyal. He might actually do a few things on the foreign policy side, which might, shake things up a little. But he's certainly not going to take France out of the euro, resist further moves that the European Union might do. He's spoken against more integration, but he's certainly not going to be somebody who's going to rock the boat in any severe or big way. And in that kind of sense, I suppose if you're looking at the French establishment and you're looking at the threat Le Pen poses, he's the perfect candidate because he can convincingly talk some of the talk that Le Pen does, but has been doing less of recently. So you can, he can steal some of her votes. He can also, you can also distinguish him from people like Barnier and Macron. But in the end, at the end of the day, he is no real challenge. He is no real threat to the powers that be in France now.
Right. The problem with Barnier was that even though he was the ultimate insider and the EU loved him, perhaps he was too much of an insider.
Exactly.
Had too much of a track record with the EU. So I guess this is a more viable option for them.
Exactly.
You know, Sarkozy, foreign policy wise, you could say he was a disaster, especially when you take a look at Libya. Are we going to see something similar there?
Well, they say, I mean, the talk is that Bertrand is a little bit more careful about these things. He's spoken out against them. He's spoken out against neocon or neoliberal adventures. He's also, as I said, given indications at various times that he would like to improve relations with Russia. And he seems more genuine about it, perhaps, in some sort of ways than Macron was. But always, at the end of the day, remember, he is an establishment man. He's not going to do something that the rest of the establishment, he's not going to oppose it if they insist on it. So, and I don't see him, for example, changing French policy in Syria and Lebanon, which have been a complete disaster. The French have been as aggressive in pursuing regime change in Syria as anyone else has been. And I just don't see Xavier Bertrand changing that.
What about the French economy, which is looking like it's ready to implode? Is this the guy that's going to fix it?
No, of course not. I mean, he talks about reindustrializing France. I mean, this has been one of his grand slogans. But it's just talk because he's not the person who's going to do the indispensable thing that needs to be done in order to make that possible, which is to take France out of the euro. You keep France in the euro, deindustrialization is going to continue exactly as before. And he's never going to do that. That is not what he's about. He is, in that respect, somebody who can be relied upon to keep things as they are. And on the key issues, on the key economic issues, he is somebody that the establishment trusts, the EU establishment also trusts. Maybe he's not quite, you know, the kind of person they would ideally like, but he's a lot better than the alternatives.
You mean the only way to get France moving again is to get them out of the euro currency? In other words, stay in the EU, fine, that's no problem, I guess, but get them out of that currency. That's the way to get France's engines moving again.
Yeah, it's important to say that if France leaves the eurozone, then the EU completely changes. France leaves the eurozone ends. I mean, I can't really see how it can continue without France. But in terms of France, what France needs to do is it needs to have its own currency. Obviously, it needs a depreciation of that currency. Obviously, that would need, in the meantime, in the short term, to higher inflation in France. Inflation, a little bit of inflation in France at this moment in time would not be a bad thing, by the way, for all kinds of reasons. I'm not somebody who likes inflation, obviously, but, you know, you need a price adjustment. And then the French economy would start to be more competitive. It would start to grow. And against the background of the growth, you could start to carry out some real reforms. But if you keep France trapped in the euro under the straitjacket of the EU's monetary policies and with a euro that is basically constructed to benefit the German export industries, then you will continue to bleed the life out of France and out of its economy, as you're doing with all the other economies of Europe. So France has to leave the euro. It is the absolute indispensable sine qua non, to use a Latin tag, without which nothing can happen. We've been here before, by the way. Sarkozy came in, if you remember. He was going to carry out all kinds of reforms, which were going to revive the French economy. He was going to reindustrialize it. He was going to get it humming again. And it all failed. It all failed to happen because he wouldn't do the one step without which nothing else is possible, which is taking France out of the euro. Until you have a French leader who's prepared to do that, everything else is just talk. And we need to understand that. And Le Pen, who seemed to understand that for a time, appears to have forgotten it. And that's why she's losing.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Not even Le Pen, it seems, was ready to make that step.
Yeah. The point is, they don't trust Le Pen. They do trust Bertrand. He may not be the ideal man for them. As I said, he's a bit too cozy with the Russians for their liking. But, you know, they can live with that. They can't live with France quitting the euro. And that's the red line. And that's the one that they will make sure that France doesn't cross until it all falls apart, which one day it will.
Yeah. And they can change the coziness with the Russians thing pretty easily.
Absolutely.
That's not a big problem for them.
It's not a big problem. Of course it is, because it's you can just put your little squeeze here, your little pressure there. You can do all those kind of things. So that's that. I mean, as I said, that's not a major concern for them. France quitting the euro, becoming an independent country again, that would be a huge change. But that's exactly what they're determined to prevent. And with Xavier Bertrand, they would achieve it.
Yeah, sounds like the perfect candidate to kick the can down the road a little further.
Absolutely.
That's what the EU does best.
Exactly.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Guys, go to our Locals. Check us out on Locals. Share your stories, your articles, your memes, your photos, your videos. Share them on our Locals community. And look for us on all the great media video platforms like Odyssey, BitChute, and SuperU. You'll find all those links down below. And of course, Alexander the Durant Shop, guys, 10% off when you use the code Real News. We got magic mugs, t-shirts, hats for the summertime. Use the code Real News. It is down below and you get 10% off all merch. Take care.